So, last time was the name of that?
Melvin the Coconut was searching for a friend.
Yeah. So now we're going to, and we said to be continued, so now we're going to continue it. So when Melvin was doing the search, he
ran into an avocado.
Yeah, called Avi. Avi the avocado. So then,
Avi,
so he interviewed Avi, and
said, Avi, what's your greatest fear, and your greatest wish?
And he said, for the greatest fear, my greatest fear is spiders. Uh-oh. And he said, for his wish, he said he wished the spiders were extinct.
Oh, wow. So it's all about spiders.
Yeah. And
Melvin said, do you realize if all the spiders were extinct, that we would be overrun by little bugs and flies and mosquitoes and all those things, because there'd be nothing to hunt them and kill them? Well, not nothing, but, you know, nothing as effective as spiders. Because spiders don't actually hurt us. They eat bugs. And Avi said,
and Avi,
huh? What? Huh? They're creepy.
And then he walked away. Yeah. So, Melvin
was getting discouraged. He couldn't find anybody who was an intellectual equal.
And Melvin, Melvin continued his search to a guava. A guava named Partey. Party. Named Party. Uh-huh. He loved to party. That was his favorite thing to do. And then,
wasn't that Rico? Didn't he love to party and fart?
Yeah, they're like best friends, and they're like the ones who like party every day. Layla party, I'll send a party, I'll send a party. So, he asks him the two questions.
What's your greatest fear? What's your greatest wish?
And Party said, my greatest fear is not to party.
And my greatest wish is
to party.
Wow, he's focused on party.
Party, asana, party.
Melvin thought, well, that's not really the greatest answer, but I'm kind of running out of people and fruits and whatnot to talk to, so he decided to take a risk. He said, hey, Partey, do you want to go hiking? And Partey said,
well, sure.
So Melvin was very excited that he had a friend for his hike. He wasn't sure exactly what they would talk about, but they went anyway. Turns out Partey was not only into partying, he was also into knitting, and so he talked a whole lot about knitting, and so much so that Melvin, what?
That Melvin.
He likes knitting.
He likes knitting, so Melvin thought to
I told him tons of stuff about knitting, and Melvin thought
that maybe he should make, I don't know, some sweaters for them, so that when, if they get cold when they're hiking, they should have some sweaters with them. And he decided maybe while they're there, they can learn how to knit and stuff and go hiking and just check out some cool sites. Mm-hmm. But Melvin, you see Melvin here, he has a hard time finding his camera because he lost it last year. Mm-hmm. In a cuckoo coconut party. Nope, not in a feast. In a feast. He lost it in the chicken breast. He ate the phone. Whoa. Lost it in the chicken breast. Wow. He was eating his chicken breast, put down his phone, and then he started eating. Phone got crashed up, and it got into the chicken breast, and he swallowed his phone. So it's like when you swallow your tooth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so tired. So finally, Melvin realized that he didn't need a friend. He needed his own company, and he went for a hike to find himself and to find out who he was as a person or as a coconut. And off he went into the jungle.